Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that you enjoyed the weekend, and I am excited to have you back with us as we continue to discover all God has for us in Revelation chapter 1. If you have your Bible there with you, turn to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. I'm reading from the final book of the entire Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1 and verses 5 through 7. From Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. Within these three verses are 10 facts about the Lord Jesus Christ. We've talked about the first 7, and that leaves us with 3 more to go. Now, if you missed what was said about facts number 1 through 7, you can hear that by simply going to our website and listening to the podcast, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. We post each episode of God Is There, and we do that for you and for anyone you want to share these with. Remember the website, godisministry.org. On this Monday, at the start of a new week, let's come to this 8th fact. Fact number 8, Jesus is coming with the clouds. Fact number 9 will be, every eye will see Jesus, even those who pierced him. And fact number 10 is, the tribes of the earth will mourn over Jesus. So we have 3 facts left to deal with, and these are glorious. They go together and cannot be rushed, so we will spend some time here. I hope you will come with much anticipation to each day's radio broadcast and internet podcast. The 8th reality that is true of Jesus is that he is coming with the clouds. But we have to stop here and ask, which coming of Jesus is this? Which coming does Revelation 1 verse 7 describe? There can be a great deal of confusion on this point if we are not careful. So let me clarify for you what this vision of the Apostle John describes. I will tell you first what this is, and then second, I will tell you what this is not. This coming is what we call the second coming of Christ. And the details of this are described in Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. This is not a description of the rapture of the church. When we look at a timeline of events that are prophesied in Revelation, we learn that the order is as follows. The church, Christians, are in the world, operating as we do today, and then according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Jesus Christ suddenly appears and snatches us away from the earth. Let me read to you 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16 and 17. This describes the rapture, the snatching away of all genuine believers in Jesus Christ who are alive at the secret time known only to God when this happens. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. These are the words of the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. and you can read this on your own later today. Now, I will circle back to the difference between the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ in a few minutes, but for now, just note this. What Revelation 1 verse 7 is describing is not, I repeat, not the rapture of the church. And then, as we continue to read along in the book of the Revelation, we have several other key events. Following the rapture of the church, there is a 7-year period of time called the tribulation on the earth. That is described in colorful, rich detail in Revelation chapters 6 through 18. And then at the end of that 7 years is this main event we will be talking about, the event described in Revelation 1 verse 7, the second coming of Christ. And when Christ comes again, he establishes the millennial kingdom. I believe a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ, followed by final rebellion and judgment, and then the inauguration of the new heaven and the new earth in Revelation 21. That is our eternal state. That is my timeline or overview of the major events that happen as the revelation proceeds. Obviously, I left out some events that are going on in heaven, such as the Christians going before the judgment seat of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb that happened before the second coming of Christ. But I just want to get a simple timeline on your mind today, because I want to make sure you are not confused about what Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, and fact number 8, Jesus is coming with the clouds, describes. Do you understand? Are you with me? No, you say? Your radio just picked up some static at the worst possible moment. You drove through a tunnel. You got distracted. It's Monday and you're tired. At this time of the day, your brain is just not functioning very well. I understand. So what you will want to do is just stick with me. This will all become clearer to you as we proceed. If you'll give me an opportunity to continue to teach this fine passage of Scripture. As you track with me, I think you can see why there is often confusion for Bible readers in Revelation 1:7. Does Jesus coming with the clouds refer to the rapture of the church or the second coming of Christ? And the answer is Revelation 1 verse 7 refers to the second coming of Christ, described in Revelation chapter 19. I want to talk with you about this second coming of Jesus Christ. This is important, and the Greek language affirms the dire importance of this in the words used in verse 7. Revelation 1 verse 7 starts with the word behold. Behold, he is coming with the clouds. Circle that word behold in your Bible if you can. This word behold is a word meant to startle us, to grab the reader's attention. See, look. Pay attention. It is used 25 times in the book of the Revelation because what is written herein is of crucial importance. John really wants his readers to see this, to pay attention, to sit up and listen and to watch. And we are his readers today. So whatever we are doing, drop it, stop it, and pay close attention now. You will also notice that in your Bible, this opening phrase in verse 7 is capitalized. That's because this is a quote from the Old Testament. Here, John, the author of the Revelation, quotes the prophet Daniel from Daniel chapter 7 and verse 13. Let me read that for us. I'm now in the Old Testament book of Daniel chapter 7 and verse 13. I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming. Isn't that amazing? From all the way back in Daniel to here in Revelation, God's word remains consistent. What has been predicted will come true. What is prophesied will come to pass. Daniel saw what John sees and what the whole world will see when Jesus comes again. As I said when I introduced Revelation 1, there are many Christians who don't want to read and study and really get into this book because they assume it is just too difficult to understand. But let me encourage you today, that's just not so. If you pursue God and ask to know the truth, He will give it to you, and He will protect you from false teaching. Of course, you do have to be willing to put in the work. Do not be a lazy Christian. Grow to love the Word of God. Treat the Bible as pure gold. Seek to understand the differences between these two comings of Christ. None of us can go a day without the Bible. And the mission of this ministry is that each one of us will know who God is. And how do we know Him? We know Him through His holy, perfect Word. I believe the Bible is literally God speaking to us. If we want to hear God speak, read the Bible. And my ongoing prayer for you is that you'll find what the psalmist found in Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And if you want to know the future and be confident about what will happen to you, then read this revelation of Jesus Christ. God tells you with great accuracy about the future. We all have something significant to ponder tonight. The second coming of Christ, different than the rapture of the church. I hope you will think about this, read the revelation for yourself, and return with me right here tomorrow when you come from coast to coast on the broadcast and around the world on the podcast, and we all do this together in one accord because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.